Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. Welcome to the North Salt Lake City Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board, NSL Live. Welcome, everyone. We will start with administrative updates. I found in the original ordinance for this group, and I want all of us to have a copy, and I want to read it so that we know we're doing what we are supposed to be doing. So this is the ordinance that was passed by City Council 2014. There's some information about membership, about the meetings, a minimum of 4 times per year, so we're definitely meeting that criteria. It says that the board shall adopt a set of bylaws, which has not happened thus far. So that is something that could be on our to-do list. But I want to go over the duties and responsibilities. I'll just read through them right now. If you have any comments, we can make comments. If we feel like we want to do other than what's here, we can make that recommendation to City Council, and then they can vote on those changes. So first, study, develop, and or review parks, trails, cultural art, and recreation policies, and make recommendation on such to the City Council. Review proposed design, improvements, modernization, replacement, and or expansion of parks, trails, arts, and recreational facilities. I think that's what David is presenting on today. Evaluate parks, trails, art, and recreational facility policies on an ongoing basis with the goal of maximizing the use of city facilities to meet the changing recreational needs of the residents of the city. Pursue opportunities to expand cultural arts in the community, including performing, visual, and literary arts. Prepare an annual written report to the City Council on the activities and recommendations of the Advisory Board by the end of February of each year. Pursue opportunities to integrate the South Davis Recreation District more completely into the provision of recreational activities in North Salt Lake. On the other side, review applications for events and approve or deny events based on adopted facility use policies. Are there any adopted facility use policies?
We have one.
There is something that's written on that.
What is that for?
Okay. I'm just wondering if that's
like
something
it,
that we are supposed to generate.
But yeah, we do have a facility use request form.
Okay. This includes races on city streets. Recommend to the City Council the utilization of any and all authority granted to municipalities under local, state, and federal enabling legislation, which may further enable the city to implement, fund, manage, acquire properties and programs, or further effectuate the city parks, trails, arts, and recreation facility plan. As directed by the City Council, cooperate and coordinate with other governmental entities, particularly Davis County and adjacent communities, for partnerships, shared projects, programs, and any other actions that further implement the plan. Submit reports to the City Council that may be requested that reflect the ongoing needs, progress, funding opportunities, and any other information relevant to the implementation of the plan. Okay, so those of you that have been here, been around, do you have any concerns about that? Do you think we're doing a good job with that? What are your thoughts? What are your ideas, if any? I was glad to find this and surprised when I read it, but I was happy because I feel like it fits more with what I hope to have happen with this group.
We originally went over this back in
probably 2000.
I don't know, what was it? Sally, like 2014?
Mm-hmm.
When all of us first started showing up. Yeah. And so we read over it and we kind of started doing things, right? Like the pursuing opportunities to expand cultural arts under
mm-hmm.
subsection D. That's why we started NSL Reads. And so we started doing these things, and then I think we sort of focused in on a few things on the list, namely city activities, and let other things on the list go. So we originally knew about the list. Clearly we haven't been doing it very well, and I like the list. I think is an important duty that we can fulfill for the city.
Yeah, I really like it as well. Do you see anything on that list just at the outset that you think ought not to be there, that we would want to request to be changed? Okay. Okay, well, I just wanted that. Bruce, do you want to add anything?
Item H is really, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
There were a lot of enables in it as well. But I think we can figure it out.
Yep, that's mouthful. So maybe it's not needed?
No, I think I think the ideas are needed. It's just hard to pick out what they are. I have to go through. I haven't done it yet. I'll have to go through and underline the verbs and the nouns. And then it might be easier to follow. I have a tired brain today. Came in on a red eye and trying to catch up. So that was hard to, it was hard to understand. Still don't.
I don't know, when I look at that, I think recommendations for things like grant opportunities that could help improve our city, like things that are out there for government agencies to utilize to help improve parks, trails, arts.
And Allie takes, Allie's really, she's awesome with that stuff. That's just kind of her gig. She goes out and finds the stuff. That's basically her job.
She's good at it. Okay,
who is Allie? Yeah.
Allie Avery?
I don't think I've met it. Allie.
Planning department.
Okay.
Grant whisperer.
It sounds grant like she's whisperer. Very good at it.
Yeah.
So I just want to revisit this now and maybe later in the year as we start creating more policy expectations to make sure that we're doing what we've been asked to do. Okay.
It sounds like, just as a side note, that we should have a report going to the council
every February.
Immediately. I don't know.
It's never been
done that in the past.
No, it's never been done. I don't feel like there is an urgency to do it because it has never been done, although we are in February. But I will connect with Ryan and see what exactly they would want from us. I don't think they really are looking for anything. So we will get to create what we want to report to them, and that's okay. Ryan, his wife had their baby. Within the week.
Exciting.
I don't remember what day it was.
Nice.
So that's why, yeah.
Everything
and they're doing really
well.
Everything went great. She had a great experience. The baby's home and happy and little girl.
Oh, that's exciting.
Wonderful.
And then Nola said she's at work today. Okay, so we'll revisit this again during the year, and I just want to make sure everyone's aware of exactly what it is we're supposed to do. When I read through this, I felt really happy because I felt like, oh, great, check, we're doing that, that's great. And then I think it had some good direction as well. Okay, service hours. Since our last meeting 2 weeks ago, or for you, Bruce, it may be a little bit longer, can you estimate your service hours, how many hours you've spent on work for this committee? This is the kind of information that might go in our report to the City Council.
Yeah.
What would you estimate for you, Bruce?
About 2 hours.
Great.
I put up a Facebook announcement, and there are people, you know, there's some give and take on the response. There are responses to them, and I try to respond to them. So
perfect. That's the exact kind of information that I think we should be reporting.
Okay.
Lori, what about you?
About an hour. I've been exchanging emails with the publisher. I now have an email into the author for NSL Reads, and hopefully we'll hear back soon.
That's great. Thank you for doing that. Okay. For our 2018 calendar, Bruce, we went over this last time and just nailed down all of the dates for our events for this year. And they're all pretty much the same weekends,
mm-hmm.
with a couple exceptions. The Kite Festival will be May 19th. It's a couple weeks later to allow space for the Arbor Day celebration in the city. But for your stuff, June 30th. Is the day for sure, which I'm sure you already had looked at.
I thought it was like the second.
The second of July 2nd.
Okay, so that's the Monday?
That's a Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah. And that, I presume, is the, I assume the fireworks will be on the 3rd.
Mm.
So, Nola didn't say anything about the race on.
It'll always be
the
Saturday
race is,
before.
Yeah, the race
so the race will stay for June 30th, and the festival of speed will be July 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the fireworks are on the 3rd.
The fireworks are on the 3rd. It's a big clarification. Also, we decided at the last meeting, at the mayor's request, we'll now be meeting once a month. So it will be the last fourth Tuesday of the month, with a couple of exceptions when those ran into holidays.
Okay.
For our next email, I'll include just that date list so everybody has it on their calendars. Okay. Any questions about calendaring? So our next meeting for this committee will be March 27th. I also think that that means we will be doing more work not in the meeting, which I think is great. Some things I want to accomplish before the next meeting is our fundraising letter. So we talked a little bit about fundraising and doing something early in the year to multiple businesses so they could select which of the events they would like to sponsor. And then last time, Ken was here and he talked about the cities doing a broader fundraising effort with some larger donors. So we want to coordinate with the city, and David is working on a lot of that as well.
So I brought, as we talked about last time, so just as a preemptive strike to what I'm going to give you guys, this is something that I just made up. Everything on here is kind of just BS. I just kind of winged a bunch of stuff.
First draft.
No, it was just a concept. It was just a concept I took to them. So I haven't touched it since then. Obviously, I knew the date. It's not that. We were just throwing.
Yeah.
The concept is to basically stop going to the same places. And we're trying to make the events get a little bit more fundraising for all of the events. And because, again, they keep going to the well too many times with, like, Lee's Market and these other places. So
I don't think this committee has gone to Lee's Market. Did you go to them?
I have not been to
have
them.
Have you contacted? No, I haven't. I don't think
I
this
think
committee
that they came
went.
To the...
I think Polynesian Cultural Festival.
That, I know they came to that, and they came to, I think, the race. And they've done stuff for some of our parks opening. So, I mean, there's been a bunch of different things. So anyway, this is just total conceptual. So don't... There's nothing valid with any numbers, with anything. This was just an idea that I had.
The first shot.
Yeah. So, like, you'll open it, and you'll see, like, a bunch of just gibberish I typed just to kind of show what I was thinking as far as... But they like the idea, and I think what we need to do is probably take a really good look at it. The thing is that everybody kind of wants to start the fundraising now, so it's kind of put a timetable, I guess, on that. But the idea would be to get, if you guys go to, it's like the fourth page and like the levels.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is we're talking about using maybe like getting a professional stage up there. So, I mean, there's different packaging as far as signage, promotional material. So like a certain level donation would get your logos on t-shirts for the races, or and the big concept, especially for you, Bruce, is to get more money for that event as far as donations and stuff as well. So I just, and then just kind of marketing it all together and bringing it, pulling it all kind of together. So these big companies feel like they're getting their money's worth, especially out of it. So we're talking about having like a gala, like if you, I think the next page, something, or it's the last one, I haven't really looked at this too close for a while, where like you get reserved seating for the fireworks, and the clubhouse will do like maybe a nice dinner that night. So I mean, there's VIP golf course cards, so just different donation levels to get different recognition, website advertising, just a whole bunch of stuff. Again, this is just my brain. There's going to be a lot more probably taken away and added to this than what's here. And when I initially thought of it, I didn't really think of it as NSO Live, but it makes sense to me as well. So I don't know what we have to offer. I guess that's the stuff that we probably need to come up with, whether advertising, shirts, anything like that. So this is what I've got. This is all.
I love this idea. In talking with Ken, he had mentioned, and when I look at these levels, these are going to be larger donors than what we've typically had
they
for
actually,
our events.
And I actually think they want to bump those levels.
Yeah. So what I think should happen, and I want to know what the opinions are, is that we should continue, like this should carry on, and I would love for NSL Life to still be a piece of it, although we're not obviously the only piece, and that's fine. But then for this committee as well, that we pursue what our donors have largely been is in-kind donations. And so what I want us to do is to create a form letter that we'll send out probably the first week of April to a list of businesses. And we will not send it to the larger donors that this campaign will go to. But we would send it to like Crossy Ranch and other places that I know you have had individual donors. And so we are still mobilizing that donor network. I love this process. I don't know how long it will take to get this ready to go out the door, but I also feel like our group will be the smaller businesses, and we can get them through this year,
And then maybe after this got ironed out with the larger donors in 2018, all the donors might be in that group in 2019. What do you think about that idea?
So I think that, I mean, we have big donors, right? We have the two big.
I think that
the refiners.
The refineries.
Yeah, I think what the idea is to bring everything under the same thing. So
that money as well? What do you mean by that?
So you're not going to go talk to the refineries?
No.
Nobody's going to. That's just going to come straight. I think they just want to kind of just simplify everything, bring everything together. The in-kind stuff you're talking about, like harvest bakeries, donating loaves. I mean, that's completely different. But I think the major stuff and the major source of income for this group is all going to be based off this. They don't want multiple things, which they've had in the past. So,
is there a way that we could add to it or add a sort of supplement for NSL Live that we could create smaller categories for the in-kind
absolutely.
Donors?
And I think that's what I think we should talk, because again, I designed this like last year after the third July stuff, and this was just me one day. So I mean, I think that's what Ken envisions is, no, we incorporate the NSL Live and all of the events with this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I mean, you could even go as low as a $50 donation or whatever if you'd like, and say, okay, you get free, you know, passes to the 5K or whatever else. I mean, you can keep the levels going down. I think it just makes more sense. I think people are gonna be more willing to donate when something's well. I put together, I did some cancer. We raised money for cancer research, and I did some motorcycle rides and stuff. This works awesome because it just looks more professional. Comes across as something people would like to donate to. They can write it off easier if, you know, the companies that want to do that. So.
So would you, do you get the sense that the city would prefer that we wait to do any fundraising until this is ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
So what's the time frame for this?
This, I can't speak to everything as far as, because they, I mean, I can put the packet out and get it pressed by tomorrow if that's what, I just need to know what the information, what levels, what we're going to offer. And I think if you guys want to be involved, then you probably have to come up with what you want to offer, if anything, you know.
Maybe we could, once, because these are red, white, blue and gold, maybe as we go down to smaller things, it could be like Friends of NSL Live, or Friends of the City, that kind of thing, so that people would still feel like what they're doing is important, even though they aren't winning the blue ribbon.
Yeah, no, and this goes beyond to just the stuff we talked about. I mean, the police do a couple events a year that they go get stuff for. So I mean, this is beyond just what we're talking about here, I think, too. So I mean,
and could we add all of our events to this list of events?
Yeah, again, this was just me thinking of the 3rd of July.
I think that's really cool.
So.
If you're going to get signs this big made, they better be pretty good-sized donors.
Yeah.
These signs, a sign that large would be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I think the decision for this group is, do we want to hold off on fundraising until this is ready?
This is my 2 cents based on my speaking to Ken, the email he sent today. I think I wouldn't, unless it's just the little stuff, I wouldn't ask for anything until he clears it. I'd at least talk to him. That's just my 2 cents.
Yeah. I did talk to him. Let me see if he can bring me back. Because I told him exactly what I just said, is this will be our plan, unless you have a concern. So let me just check and see if he had a concern.
Did he email? Because he emailed back, I think, this morning, if you saw that one.
Yeah, then I emailed him back at 9:01. Nothing.
Shamrock people really like the opportunity to go up. I mean, when I made the first announcement for the Festival of Speed on Facebook, Michael Bird was one of the respondents. She's watching already. They love it. They come up, they put their Chevron stuff up, they hand out Chevron things. They seem to really, at least she does, she really enjoys it.
We'll have to be careful. However we draft this, to offer up like the NSL Live season sponsor, because that's what the refineries are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they like having their names on the events throughout the year and not just the race or one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, though, that there's rumblings that they're not really, like, don't feel like they're necessarily getting a ton for their money with that stuff, you know? Because, I mean, really, like, maybe the back of a T-shirt, and that's been it so far, really, you know, with their logo on, flyers that go out. So I think that's why it's good to lump everything kind of together.
Yeah,
because now
so.
They're getting their bang for their buck. They're really feeling like they're getting
unless they suddenly flee us for the fireworks.
Well, that's, again, it'd be all together. So to me, the city would still fund what they funded already. That's not really probably going to change anything. Again, I'm probably not the guy that should be talking about it because I don't deal with the financial side of that stuff anymore. I'm just going based off conversations with Ken, so.
Okay. So we all think this is a great idea,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so we totally think this is a great idea, but the question I think for this committee is to decide, do we want to hold off on all of our fundraising until this is ready to go? Do we want to lump all of our fundraising into this?
Are we even in a position to start fundraising yet?
So I am. My event's May 19th, and I feel like it's time for me to start asking people if they want to be a sponsor or donate. But what we've done previously is case by case. And so we can continue to do that until this is ready to go. And so I can just contact, you know, a few small places, which is what we did last year, which are not going to promptly tap into any of these things. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What direction do you think we should go?
It's easy for me to hold off. I don't need to contact anyone yet. Zions Bank likes me to contact them very early in the year, but I can hold off for a little while.
Okay.
I've never gone banging on doors to ask for money. There's always just been enough. My budget's been plenty.
Okay. So do you think I should wait then? Do you think I should wait?
I wouldn't do anything without consulting Ken, at least. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Other than, like he said, the in-kind, the little stuff, you know.
That's all I do. I'm not asking anyone for money.
But I would talk to him.
Okay. Great.
But I think again your guys' input on what could be offered, I mean, I think could go a long ways to making this pot sweeter for others that want to donate anyway. And keep us from the police going to Lee's Market. Us going to Lee's Market, we do the canoe takeout, and you know, we've been guilty of it, so it's not big donations, but
what are you envisioning, or what is the city envisioning? Is it we send out this packet, and they look through the list, and they're like, I really am into running, so I want to sponsor the 5K, and I will give you $5,000. That will all go in a pot, and they'll get their...
Yeah, this really hasn't moved past me presenting to this as a concept, and they're like, yeah, that's a good idea, and now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I just put stuff like logos on, like, you know, four or 5K event races, four event shirts, you know.
I see you're defining it as at all events or at specific events.
So,
I see. Okay.
So, I mean, I think you could do it any way you wanted. If you wanted to set up, okay, 5K only donation for so much gets you this. I mean... Yeah, I can put together anything you guys want in a packet and have it printed up. The thing is the mayor, Ken, police chief, all the council members, they all go talk to companies and groups, and they're the ones that are going to do a good job with this, better than probably any of us really could do. No offense.
None taken.
So I think that's just the concept. Then you're only knocking on someone's door once.
So what you want from... us then from this committee is a list of what our sponsorship deals would be.
Yeah, or whatever you guys think.
What
can
we
do
to help move this forward?
I mean, again, I could probably just look at it, think about what we could maybe offer. Like I said, I did a couple things with the 5K. I added, you know, like race entries and things like that. I have to think, like, you know, Kite Festival, if you're trying to get certain signage. It just depends on what you want at events. I know website stuff now, like if they want like, you know, information on that. Really, I mean, I haven't put enough thought into it to really speak to it yet, but I mean, do whatever we want, really.
So we are totally on board for this, and we are on your team for this. So will you, as you start looking at this, will you come up with some specific assignments to send out to us or to bring to our next meeting so that we can...
Yeah, well, I mean, I can look at it. I think probably more is you got to be event-specific than, like Bruce, I mean, we can do some signage that doesn't affect what... I know you don't want it to be this big commercial event type thing, but,
yeah.
You know, just something to make these guys feel like they're getting some bang for the buck. You know, just little things like that, I think, is what the city's thinking.
And what about on the different events? Because a lot of our stuff is in kind donations. Would it be appropriate to put a list on there? Like, for the race, we're looking for someone to provide racer snacks or, you know, goodies for the racer bags, mm-hmm. or is it just we're looking for money here?
I personally feel like those are two different pursuits, that mitigates asking someone for $5,000, and then they're like, oh, I could do $200 of fruit snacks, and then I can, you know, pat myself on the back that I'm a donor, instead of, I feel like the people that you want to send these to that want to donate $5,000, I don't even want to give them the option for, like, fruit snacks or water bottles. That's my opinion. I don't know. What do you guys
think? But then we run into the danger again of hitting up Lee's Market every single event for water bottles.
I agree.
And that's, I know that's, that right there is the underlying issue, I think, that city officials are kind of done with, because that's what's happened.
I agree with that.
Gone back to the same sources all the time.
But I feel like we could maybe identify these are the big donors that we don't go to because they're donating to this larger pool, and then there are a whole bunch of neighborhood markets that could donate. I like neighborhood market donates treat bags to the Halloween 3K. I don't think they're even on the, like, they don't have $1,000 that they're going to give to the city. So I feel like there's two fundraising campaigns that should be happening. However, it sounds like we should wait and see what this one turns into and then supplement with the second item, if there is a second one. Maybe that first one.
That's just 100% my opinion. That's not
your opinion matters.
So I'm just saying I wouldn't do anything without talking to Ken.
Okay, so will you then come up with some specific assignments of what you want from us, or do you have a specific assignment of what you want from us?
Yeah, the only specific thing is what do we have to offer? What can we offer?
Okay, let's brainstorm. What do we have to offer a donor?
Recognition
for having provided water bottles. I went to the Kite Festival, and there was
Baptist Church.
Yes, and they did something better than they made their own little signs or something.
So like on-site advertising.
Yeah, something that says we're grateful for the Baptist Church for providing water today. It's something that just has, so that there's recognition. Because it took me a while to figure out where the water come from.
Yeah.
So for anybody, for Lee's Market, I haven't been to any of the races, but does Lee's Market have can they bring their own banner and put it up?
And that's what
they did that with the Night Out Against Crime.
Yeah, so that's the same stuff. I mean, some stuff they came to the 3rd of July. When we opened the grand opening for the canoe takeout, they just donated a bunch of donuts and stuff.
They donated a lot.
They have donated a lot. They're amazing. Okay. What else? What else do we have to offer a donor?
So I think it depends on the event. If you're talking the 5K, then we can do a whole bunch of. We can do like a visible signs. We can do a public announcement where we thank all the sponsors. We can put their sponsors' logos on the T-shirts. We can put the sponsors' logos on whatever water bottles. We can do flyers in the goodie bags.
Mm-hmm.
We can do coupons in the goodie bags. We can do. They could do some kind of donation as part of the prize, and then they could put their logo on that as well for different categories. There's a ton of things we can do for the 5K. Other things are a little harder. Like for the book club, I usually have just done a spoken thank you and put their logos on all the advertising. But we could do more than that. I mean, we could do a like little program and put their sponsors on there. Oh, I always put the sponsors on. I do a bookmark as a gift, and I put the logos on the bookmarks. So I send them home with everybody. I don't know, things like that. Little gifts that have their logos on it.
So do you think the best idea is for each event to come up with what this is what we can offer for donors for this event?
Sort of thing, it seems that way, because the kite festival, you give everybody a kite.
Yeah.
And
that they decorate themselves.
Yeah, that they decorate themselves.
And it's not worth spending money to do some crazy huge signs,
mm-hmm.
you know, for
an
event. Because
the kids
not,
just
yeah.
run around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just basically for that event, we need money for markers and kites. And maybe some snacks.
So one thing I'm thinking, though, when you look at those giant signs, we might want to create giant signs like that that say thank you to Chevron and Big West Oil for sponsoring these
events. That's one thing we talked about, even just doing like signs when they come into the city that have the logos for, you know, maybe the events for the year, just doing banners with stuff, but with Chevron, Maverick, whoever sponsored stuff, you know. And then you're getting more bang for your buck too, because there's a sign maybe it's up all year, you know, that says certain things, you know, so things on the marquee out here. There really needs to be another meeting. There really hasn't been a meeting with the city on this. It's just, again, totally a concept right now. So
the ones who contribute to the events ought to be, I should be putting Chevron or where you know, the funds that go to this, to the fireworks and the festival, I guess they're all, maybe there's some differences, but I ought to be putting logos in thanks to Chevron and Big West Oil. Or
yeah, definitely just levels.
It should be on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. pages.
Okay, so let's do for our assignment for each of us to write up a list of what a donor can get from donating to your specific event. And then if we compile all of those, we can give them to you and say these are our 6 events for the year and this is what we can offer donors for each of those. And then as this progresses, you can decide if that goes in with this or if that becomes its own thing. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds
mm-hmm.
great.
Okay. I thought there... Does anyone here know anything else about the Easter egg hunt? Okay, so it's March 31st.
It's the fastest, 30 seconds in sports. What did they say about the Kentucky Derby? It's the fastest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's even faster than that.
So.
And this youth council takes care of it.
Yeah.
We're on track to have our calendar ready to hand out there. So that's probably all.
Do we have a due date on when we need to get you a specific date? Because I don't have a specific date yet.
Yeah. It's near that time. So Rachel has the information, and she's working on it, but she's been out of town, and she is out of town until March 5th. So it's not pressing, at least until then.
Until March
5th. And then my goal is to have her get back to me about 2 weeks
after. And when is the Easter egg hunt?
March 31st.
Okay, so you're thinking 2 weeks after March 5th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like the 19th.
That should be just fine for me.
Okay. And then we can just swap out the date and whatever she's working on from that. Okay. City council update we'll skip because Ryan is excused. Social media update. So last time, Bruce, we spent, maybe it was 2 times ago, most of our meeting talking about what we want to do with regards to social media. And what was decided is that we will have a page on the city website and a Facebook page like what you've done, which we
okay.
thought was fantastic. So the Facebook page is pending because I just need to do that. And then what I want to do is add all of us as admins in that group so you can update and post whatever you want for your events.
Could we have a lesson on how to post things on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good. I have some of my children, they're all adults now, but, are pretty good at this, so I need something really
You've got someone to go to.
Yeah.
I have a house full of people who don't have a Facebook account. It all seems very foreign.
Okay, yes, we can do that. Can I hook to the internet here? If I'm on a do you have a computer that hooks to the internet up here?
It's on the internet.
We don't have to do it right now. That's fine. I'm just wondering if we could do that at another time. Oh, it just runs. This just runs. Can connect straight to the internet.
This is yours.
Will you go to the NSL City webpage then? So we've got the Facebook page that we'll do, and then we have the city webpage. So Linda gave me access to edit that page, our section of that page directly.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. There's a learning curve on how to do that, and so I've been working on that. Most of what I have access over is hidden right now, unless she has released it. So whatever I edit goes to Linda, and she reviews it, and then she releases it.
Okay.
So if you go... I did want to ask about this, though. So if you go to government... So here, there is a page, there should be a page right here that says our board, but it looks like it's not up there yet. And it lists all of us, and it lists this duties and responsibilities. It's more, here, I'll show you what the Planning Commission one looks like.
That's not the fun page. That's
it's not fun.
Page.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, here's our meetings, here's our minutes, here's who is on the committee, here's what our mission is. That's all that page is.
Oh, very official.
Now, over here, there's a couple other places that people can get to us. One is from this page. Oops. So we are right there. And that goes to nothing right now. So we have two separate pages, and I wanted to talk about how we're going to run that. So we've got this page that now goes to nothing. But this would be the boring page, right? But then there's this page as well, that city events and NSL Live. So this includes previous events and also Youth Council Senior Lunch Bunch. So my question is, do we want to leave our information here under City Events and NSL Live, and that is the page where we list all of our events? What I also envisioned is when you click on this, it would take you to more details about this particular event.
And a big version of the poster wouldn't be nice.
And then this will tell you more about the event. I don't know, maybe that's what this does. No, that just takes you to the calendar.
So my only comment is that I think there should only be one page. Because...
One page or across the board.
Yeah, one page across... at least for the fun stuff.
Okay.
Because... what has happened with the old version was you could get to NSL Live from various different links, like up along the top or over here, and it would take you to different pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then one would be updated and the other one wouldn't be. And
yep.
And there was you could click through to so many things that only some would be updated and others weren't, and it was just really complicated. It was too hard to keep updated. So
yes.
My vote is for
okay.
One page that has the information.
So the question,
and it's easy to find.
And it's easy to get from the first page.
Yeah.
Should, events or something, whatever. It takes you directly to the page.
So I agree completely. So the question then is, do we want to have our main page be City Events and NSL Live? Because the city still has to have, you know, somewhere where they're putting this stuff. I think it's probably a good idea for us to combine with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can, from this page, click onto details from each of these events.
Yeah.
But get rid of all of these events.
Yes, all of that.
Yep.
Okay, so this is our main page for the events, and then we have the other page that's the nitty-gritty of the board stuff, right? And then each of our events will have their own little sub-page. Which
how many clicks did it take to get to this? Was it,
Three.
It took three clicks to get to this page.
It would be fantastic if we could get to one.
Another
no.
thing is, you cannot get to this. Watch this. So if you go to community, oh no, it was from community. Okay.
So it's on the top left.
Top left. Oh, okay. So it is two if you go through community.
All right. That's better.
And that's not bad. These are what those pages would. Yeah, see, then this goes. This is really old. Or if you go here. I don't know. I don't want to get rid of this kind of stuff, though. Do you think we should have, like, a past events page?
Well, I'll tell you, for what I would like for the book club is some kind of page that we could build off of, if we can link through to it. I don't want it to be complicated, but I would like to be able to post all of the writing competition winners and have it build. So this is 2017, these are the 2018 winners, so that you can go back over the years. But I would like, that's the only thing that I think really needs to be from the past, except it's fun to see photos.
Photos. Yeah,
photos
that's
are
what
good.
Facebook is all about. It's
yeah.
Photo book.
Photo book.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we'll have then from community, it will take us to city events. We'll have here just listed in this list all of the events for the year, and it will include other city events that we're not a part of. And each of those will click to its own page. And then you can build off of your own page for, like, this is my history for the Festival of Speed and 2016 pictures, 2015 pictures, or come find us at the Facebook page if that's
yeah.
where you want to have all that information. And you can link past winners and all of that.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Okay, so then from government, you can get here from Parks and Rec. So what I think is that here at Parks and Rec, we should have a link to the Parks and Rec Trails Board and a link to City Events and NSL Live.
As long as it goes to the same
and it
NSL
will go
Live
to that
page
same
and not to a different page.
Yeah. Okay, so link Parks page. Okay. Anything else about the website?
I'm
excited about it.
There are different events on different months. So we've got fireworks coming up. Does it show on the first page? Can that be, so when you...
There's a calendar
somewhere. Yeah, but you've got to dig for it. Is there a place on here where you could put, you know, down in the corner? Okay, how did you get to this one?
This is the main website. So whatever's running.
Okay, so it does have.
Here.
So it could be.
Yes.
Who's them? Well, those are the city projects. Or Salt Lake Insider.
And then there is a calendar. I don't know.
It's on. If you keep scrolling down.
It's down further.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So then it would be list. Yeah. So then it would list stuff here.
Okay.
Upcoming stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not going
to
be big and flashy.
How often I go to this.
No. So this is the area where we could put those. And I think Linda actually gave me access to that as well, but I'm going to have to wait till I get the other stuff done before I can figure out how to do that. But I think Linda knows how to do that. So she can still, and she does a pretty good job
still
of staying current with that. Yeah, so I think, yes, we should have that, and it will. Okay, great. Social media update. All right. Oh, city council update's on here twice. Sorry about that. So the rest of the time is yours.
So I prepped... To be honest with you, I don't know if Ryan would have been really useful for this, because I think a lot of it is just his insight and knowledge on how he thinks council will like to see some of this stuff should be really useful. So I don't know if I brought TJ to help with it, because I think he's going to do the best job of explaining some of this stuff. But we talked last time. And I gave you guys the asset, kind of breaking down kind of some of the stuff that we're dealing with, what we're up against. Everybody likes to build parks. Nobody likes to maintain parks. And we're stuck with a whole lot of maintenance on a lot of things that were built a few years ago, but it's not as fun as building a new park. So what we did is I talked to you guys last week, my last meeting, and I kind of threw these together real quick. Well, we took down and how we talked about in the instead of piecemealing these parks together when we look at rebuilding it, we thought it'd probably be better to use this committee as the ones to help decide which parks need things done first, what amenities they'd like to see at parks, what things are important, what things aren't important. So what I've done, we'll go through this real quick. Oh, I put on here, I don't know if everybody likes the color. Decided on coloring it, what we're going to do over at Deer Hollow. Any preference?
Yeah, I went by the park and I still kind of like those earth tones that we were liking last time.
I agree.
Which ones? Do anybody make a decision?
I can't remember what the name was.
Because TJ's just waiting to call the guy up and tell him.
Earth tones. You can make the final call.
Well, which ones were they? I can't remember. Which ones were you guys thinking?
TJ is our park superintendent.
Isn't it Tops up here?
I probably should have introduced him earlier.
Definitely.
So any of these that you're thinking?
That one is really pink.
What do you, so not that?
Yeah. I kind of like the middle one, maybe.
This one?
Or maybe the first three.
Oh, this is for the concrete.
Okay.
Yes, in the bed of the...
Where it used to look so beautiful with rocks, they're all now washed.
Okay, so here, Bruce, what do you think?
It's fine with me.
I like the top row except for the second one to the right.
You like everyone but this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor with top row, everyone with this, and then TJ makes the final call? Yes?
Aye.
Vote taken. We voted on the Deer Creek Pottery.
San Jose Buff. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, as I told you guys last time, what we did is we took this and merged details and looked at what we felt like, based on just all of this tons of information, what the five most important issues as far as displacement are. And these are them. So, it's kind of hard to see. I'll show you separately what we'll talk about. So we've ordered them from our standpoint of what they need to be the most important as far as maintenance. Some of these we think we could flip-flop. Maybe the best thing today is to kind of just briefly talk about them. It's kind of tough because we were hoping to maybe see if we could get something in the budget this year to do as far as replacement. We're pretty much up against that now, though. And I don't know, maybe there's still a possibility, but anyway, long story short. So the first one that we feel is the most important, we don't even know the exact age of this. It was built around 1980, maybe a little bit before. This is Mathis Park. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either. What are these cross streets?
So this is, it's 89 to the right there. And then, so this is like, is that Papa John's?
Yes.
Right here?
Yep.
Is it Papa John's?
Yeah. You know the pond, you know the regional center is, the church
yes.
regional center?
Church regional center.
So it's
right there.
Yeah, there
oh,
you go.
By the kinder care.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep.
Okay.
On the right side where that little
I did
map
not know there was a
you
there.
Can see the regional center. It's a,
yeah.
Looks like it's kind of a star.
Yeah.
Triangle thing. Okay.
Anyway.
I didn't even know there was a
yeah, thing. No. So it's one of those things, again, people know the parks that are on their street and don't care about the rest. So you guys have to care about the rest like you do. Anyway, as far as, like, you can see kind of the stuff priced out, how much things cost. This is just the bare minimums that kind of need to be fixed at this park and the price tag associated with it. So
so is this what you did request for this year in the budget?
No. I think that's what we would like to start using this committee for, is to get the suggestions because, I mean, I think there's a few reasons. I think... It's good coming from people besides us to say, look, these are the parks we've gone and looked at, and these are the parks that do need the most work. Some just looking at the forest, not just the trees, because everybody knows the park down the street and what they think sucks there. So anyway, so this is what we've kind of put together, and just trying to, we feel like it's better to do, instead of piecemealing it together and doing a fence 1 year, and doing a playground 2 years later, just doing the park, grand reopening, getting it done.
And it saves a bunch of money doing that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back in, you're constantly, you know, working on it. People are like,
mm-hmm.
come on, take care of this. And, you know, you got contractors stepping over and you're constantly redoing work, and it's just better to get one done. Yeah, exactly.
So... anyway, this is kind of just the bare minimum. I think this is a minimum of what you want to do with all of these different things. And I think if you don't have sticker shock, I'm shocked because it's, $200,000. Yeah, for that little part. People don't understand the cost associated with stuff.
Yeah, sure.
How come I can't pick that up? Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's kind of what we're dealing with all the time because people love the parks, but then you're like, well, they cost that much? Well, never mind. You know.
What's the difference between the current cost and the projected cost?
So the projected cost, the reason it's confusing on this one, there's no difference. I built into my spreadsheet, so like this one, we kind of put it, we can adjust any of this stuff. So that's a year from replacement, so that's averaging, that's throwing in inflation.
Mm.
We had 3.5.
So this is, if we did it today, this is the current cost it would cost.
Yep.
If we wait, okay.
So like if you look at the other
ones,
like,
I see.
This
so it's like a graduated.
4 years away, then this will cost this much more. So it kind of helps you look at it. And that's done throughout.
Because you were basing it if we did it this year is the reason why.
And so like a lot of these, that's how it's done. So you see inside this, it's got the budget, the price with inflation. So we're just trying to look at it, somewhat intelligently.
What's the sum of them all?
So like that park alone right there.
Yeah, but if we go through the five of them, if we add them all up.
Oh,
I didn't
figure
it out.
Just highway.
Oh, yeah.
Highway.
Well, over
yeah.
That whole thing.
So there's
this isn't all the city parks. So this is just, is this the sampling, or
is
this?
This is what I call, this is the top five.
This is
the stuff that's bad shape that needs to be replaced.
Do you have, I don't know enough about how this all functions, but do you have like a pot of money that you get to operate on to do maintenance, or are you fighting for every dollar that you get?
Yes. No, we don't. So like as far as park replacement, this is something that we would propose and ask for money for just this park. So like say we wanted to try to do this Mathis Park, so we'd go and say we want $200,000 for this project to redo this park. You know, we talked with NSL Live, they feel like this is where I think it's going to be really valuable for this committee. We could say these are our top five priorities and then push it to the council and they're going to make a decision, well, we can't afford that until 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do these two this year, or whatever they feel financially, or let's tear it up and get rid of whatever. So
all of this request is above and beyond just regular functioning process.
Absolutely.
Yep. This would be like just, this is like a new construction basically, and the other is just a maintenance.
But our viewpoint, and I've expressed this to the council, and this is where I wish Ryan was here just to kind of give that side of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've expressed this to the council, but again, this stuff's kind of the stuff nobody sees, so it's maybe a little bit
glamorous.
More with the park. Yeah, it's not.
Some of it, playground would be.
but like an irrigation system, people, like, it's tough to get a vote for that, but we're
it's interesting you bring that up, because that brown spot, all of a sudden it's just brown. It's just because it's old, like, things go out, and sometimes when it's in the heat of the summer, it doesn't take long for a few valves not working and not being, you know, caught, because you don't sometimes realize how fast it can go, and that's sometimes what you get when you have such an old, I mean, the system's extremely old, it's one of the oldest we have.
So when you're dealing with a really old system like this, does that mean that your crews are spending a lot more time trying to deal with
this? Absolutely.
So it's
got, you're constantly checking. Newer systems are designed better. They're way more efficient. You're saving water, saving money, saving maintenance. When they're old like this, you're just constantly repairs, constantly changing heads, changing valves. And, you know, when wiring goes bad or valves go bad, you're just constantly chasing it. And so you end up with this. But, you know, David hit it right on the head. I mean, everyone loves a new park. Everyone loves something brand new. You know, it's new. It's just, you never, you know, it's like they don't think about going back and doing a renovation project on a park that is not in your neighborhood. I mean, he said it just how it is. So it's one of those things.
For us, I mean, we feel like we're always going to the table asking for money. Again, like I said to you guys last time, my kids don't play these parks. I don't care. I'm just looking at the forest saying, look, this is where we're having problems. This is where we need to fix this. I think we're pretty objective. Again, he doesn't live in this community either. We're just pretty objective about which ones are the most problem, which ones need to be fixed, where we think, you know, maintenance is good. I mean, a good example of a lot of stuff too, like we build stuff like a splash pad. Most people don't realize a splash pad takes about 4 hours a day of our guys' time.
Yeah.
It's a swimming pool.
Yeah.
That deep.
sometimes more, you know, I mean, it.
So, I mean, there's a lot of maintenance to this that the public doesn't see, that the council doesn't always see. And I think, you know, we're trying to do a good job of explaining that, and we've really done a good job, I think, the last little bit of really kind of trying to articulate it, especially with numbers and show them where time goes, because people think parks and they think, you guys just mow lawns. I mean, just lowering flags to half mast could take, you know, 3 hours of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's a lot of little things, but so anyway, I digress. But this is just what we feel is the highest priority. I gave you guys this. I don't know if you looked it over, how detailed, if there's, take Hatch Park off the table, that's going to happen. That's going to be a separate project.
I think so too. Do you mind? Can you show that some more of the slides and like just the fencing?
Yeah,
just
so let's just jump through these real quick. Again, I don't know. I don't really know if you guys even want to try to decide anything today. I don't know really. I really don't even know how to progress with this. That's why I think Ryan was going to be pretty valuable, because I think he's going to be a good voice on the council in a positive or negative way if he doesn't think things are important. So this is Mathis again, just so you can see that.
Huh, I did not know that was there.
It's got big, beautiful trees.
Yeah.
It does have. It's pretty part. It just needs some love.
Well, it used to be, I don't know if you guys remember, but it used to have a restroom and a pavilion. And it was so old and kind of poorly designed. And we ended up taking it down. And that's why it's open like this. So if you don't recognize it from those pictures, maybe that's why.
So it looks like the new plan doesn't plan to put a pavilion or a restroom back in.
No, you know, we when this was brought up, you know, several years ago when it was decided to take it down, they just, people didn't feel like there was enough usage to justify bringing and spending,
mm-hmm.
you know, another $75,000 to do that.
And it would take up a lot of space in a small park.
Other
right.
pavilions have been put out. So there's
plenty. A lot of shade here. So if you
mm-hmm.
do want to do an event there with people, you're not out in the broad sun.
Yeah. Not Tunnel Springs.
Yeah. So a couple more pictures. You can see fence and disrepair.
Yeah. So the fencing around this entire thing is that concrete fence with the pillars, and because of the trees and the surrounding areas, whether it be your neighbors or whatever, their trees have kind of, you know, buckled the pillars, and now everything's falling down. So
roots have gone down.
Yeah.
The wall
yeah. And I mean, this is one of the things me and David have talked about is this is an older neighborhood, but you don't want to be like, oh, just because it's an older neighborhood, you still want to maintain it and have it, you know, because that keeps that neighborhood in a, you know,
these are concrete,
at a good.
These are the concrete fences.
Yeah, yeah. These are the ones that are have pillars, and then you
slide the
slats.
Down
yeah. And the problem is. You can't buy those anymore. You can't, I mean.
The Jensens aren't in that business.
Yeah,
anymore.
And
that's
the.
Funny is, I've dealt with him.
It's
hard to get stuff from. So.
I lived across the street from them long ago in Granger.
Yeah, the pillars, some of the pillars are actually having.
The only guy
the rebar has. It's eroded, and the rebar is sticking out of some of them. We're having to go back and cut it out. It's definitely
so
served
this
its life.
So, this fencing cost, is that to replace all that fencing?
Yep, vinyl.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Are you going to try and replace the concrete
with vinyl?
So,
is that what you said?
Yeah,
so
replace
it just with, yeah. Because they like this, you can't get this stuff anymore to match, especially.
Right.
So, I'll just jump kind of ahead. So, like, even, again, I didn't even include it in the price, but, like, we talked about, because I wanted to show you guys this, because everybody loves the softball legacy. $75,000 to be replaced. Frankly, it needs to be replaced. We've done all the patching basically we can do. So I mean it's kind of there. So I mean we estimate Mathis at about $25,000 just in softball for the synthetic turfs. You see kind of the prices. Again,
would the synthetic turf have the soft landing as well?
It's exactly the same specification.
That's a great idea, I think.
And the chips.
That's what we thought.
Yeah.
Harder to maintain. Does it collect dirt?
The
green
turf.
The
turf's actually
yeah.
better for me.
Is it?
Longer
okay.
life.
Right.
Just the warranties on it are much better.
And I mean, it's cool. The softball, the porn play stuff is
awesome.
I just
don't want bark. No bark.
So this is in the play area. the porn places, that foamy
it's
stuff.
It's a really big area, though.
And was the porn places that we were talking about last meeting, and it's super expensive to maintain?
Yeah, oh yeah. So it's $75,000 to install, and then it's like $12,000 a year just to fix because the kids rip it up. That's people were freaking out about it.
It's kind of like an average maintenance cost. Like some years it might be a little bit less, but like on an average, I think is what we kind of figured out.
So I mean, again, I don't care. Whatever the city wants to pay for it, you know, that's
how would the synthetic turf hold up?
It's actually supposed to last 10 years without any maintenance.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's what we proposed, but I mean, the people they said they want it. So that's what
who's
that's
the people.
Ryan said
the council.
Council.
I think the people in Foxborough or the council is who you're talking about.
I assume that's what Ryan means when he says
the people.
The people.
He means Foxborough.
They were adamantly against changing it. So
I think that's true, and I've heard that as well. But I think that that is with the changing it to bark. Which
yeah, so we'd never put bark there,
want.
Just because of the splash pad. It would get into the system, clog. We would never allow that.
Great.
Yeah, we'd never allow bark there.
I think if people knew turf was an option, I don't think so. As a user of that park and a parent of small children who use parks like that, the softball matters so much because if my kids fall, they don't get hurt as badly.
It's
park
right,
doesn't
exactly
do that, but turf would do that. Yeah, as like a parent, I'd be like, oh yeah, my kids can fall on turf. If it has
turf
that
is actually
padding
more
padding underneath. That's great.
Yeah, it's higher.
It's more consistent. If you notice when you walk on that. Some is hard, some
it's
is
like
soft.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, it's just inconsistent, and it's because the mix and
it
how they have to do
time.
It.
Oh,
and
okay.
Our salesman, Sontag, actually is like, and he makes money off it. He's like,
he makes more money off the softball.
And he's like, I'd go turf. It's just better product.
It's a binder. It's glue and rubber mixed, and as the sun beats it down and kids walk on it, it creates little cracks, and little kids are—it's like little rats—and they just start pulling and pulling. They can't do that with the thing, I mean, unless they bring their dad's knife from home and start cutting into it.
What about food spills on the turf?
We just wash it off,
and it comes
off.
It's
the same.
Okay.
I think our point of bringing this up is just kind of give you the idea of cost, and I think you guys could be a better representation sometimes, maybe, of what the people really want. Again, we're just trying to look out for the best interest to save the city money.
Yeah.
We're just trying to find the best options, you know.
You're looking for value.
Doesn't increase my wage, doesn't increase his wage, doesn't...
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get anything bonus from it or anything like that if we save money. We're just... So, I mean, that's stuff to incorporate when you look at this stuff as well, so...
But that's not even on this.
I didn't put it on this, but it
he's
be,
just giving you an idea of what
it
costs.
It would be a
are.
Portion of if you were putting something in Mathis, if you wanted to do something like that instead of, because right now it's just bark.
Right.
So this playground, that would be to put in new playground equipment, but not to put in...
Softball.
Yes.
Oh, that's what
softball
is.
Softball
is
separate
category.
Oh, I see.
That's, gotcha.
So again... Like even at a minimum, if you're going synthetic turf, you're at $12,000 just for that. It's like 40 by 40 feet estimated.
And I think the playgrounds is basically, just so you guys understand, the playground is to replace what, basically like a current one of what is there right now. So if you guys wanted an increased or a totally separate one,
some crazy pirate ship,
it's going to go up.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, whatever.
Yeah.
It costs more money, you know,
right.
Whatever. That stuff's available.
So this
dinosaurs, rhinos.
I think that this committee is at a great crossroads right now to redefine or define for the first time maybe what it is that we do with regards to this kind of stuff. And I think that you're among allies here with regard to we want to spend money on parks and we value that they're maintained well and they look nice. So I think from you guys, to give us some ideas of how do we maybe formalize this process. Do we do a vote? Do we do a memo that we send to council meeting that says this is what we value?
And that's why I think Ryan would be valuable and beat that horse to death. But I think this council, for me, because it looks like it's always us going up and saying, hey, we need money. And I feel like I'm the face of a beggar because you're asking for stuff all the time. But, again, I don't really
We don't live here. Yeah. I mean, we care about it for sure.
We absolutely care, but it's not us that's playing on it. It's not us that lives here, and it's even paying for it. So I think really to me going forward, I love it because I think Ryan, I think like you said, it's kind of changed the way that this NSLI is looking. It gives us a lot more to go to council and say, look, we reviewed this. We talked about this with NSL Live, and this is what they suggest. These are the next five projects that they think we should do. And again, we're not trying to dictate every little detail of them. I think that, you know, your guys' input's what would make the... In fact, let's get to the next part because I think it's a better example of, I think, what you guys can do.
Well, I think more than anything, you're just an informed, like, these are our oldest, these are our...
So what we do in budget hearings, just say, for example, we want to do Mathis Park this year, and I'm going to go to council and say, look, we reviewed this as the NSL Live committee. They would like to leave it the same. They may want to add this amenity. We want $250,000 to redo this park this year. And now it's coming from not just me suggesting it, but a group of people that live in the community suggesting something.
Some citizens.
Yeah.
So for the board members then, how do you feel about doing these kinds of recommendations to council? What would you need to feel like you're ready to do to make those recommendations? What information do you need? What background do you need? As I look over this list, my first reaction is, I trust you. If this is what you say you need, then you need it and you have my support. However, if it needs to be more detailed than that, does this committee then go to these parks and say, oh, does that playground equipment maybe need to be done?
Let's jump to the next one.
Okay,
here's the same stuff you've got in your paper, but just kind of spelling out how much the cost. Because to me, so this is Palmquist. So I don't know if you guys know where this is at.
Yeah, I know that one.
This is a weird
park.
It's
a weird one. But it's a nice little pocket park.
I like finding these little parks.
What's in the center? Is that a playground?
Valley View. So you go up on center, and you take a left on Valley View, which is 350 East. It's a little park, and it's hard to see from there.
Yeah, so it's
kind of...
You can't even see it from the road unless you're really paying attention.
This one has a bathroom, right?
No, it was supposed to at one time, and then the neighborhood kind of...
Said no. Okay,
there you go.
Right, got it.
Because everything, like...
Yeah, I know the background on that one.
So here's the picture. You can see it's pretty antiquated as far as the equipment. It's the slope makes this really just an awkward situation. There's a weird concrete retaining wall. You get into the stuff that, I mean, there's been some shenanigans that go on back there. Kind of provides cover for stuff. I don't know. It's not worth going into.
We can imagine.
Yeah. But it's also like got just a horrible view of that retention pond that's right next to it. Beautiful view after that, but it is just kind of weird as far as just the way it's shaped and everything else. So, like TJ and I, this is where I think we just brainstorming together, and we were like, you could knock out like this. TJ, you should probably go with this better than me. There's a weird fence on top of this concrete wall, but you could really kind of just bring this out, smooth this out. You could use the slope that's actually there and do slides built in. You could do rock retention. You could do a zip line that comes down. I mean, there's a million things as far as what the community would actually like from this tiny little park. Or you could just knock it all down, do grass and simplify it, leave it the way it is, whatever. I mean, again, there's a myriad of different options you have for something like this. We could throw stuff what we think we'd like to see all the time. And we're always going to come from the paradigm, too. It's easy to suggest things like splash pads, dog parks, things like that. But you guys realize, too, we look at it from a maintenance standpoint, and those things are horrible for us.
Yeah.
Horrible. So we have opinions that way, too.
Yeah,
not that we're against it, but... You know, just understanding that there's certain things like that increase the amount of time we have to spend on these things. So, bathrooms are horrible.
Yeah,
I could show you guys what I gave the council. We put together. I should bring it to you guys. If you have to have a strong stomach, we had the parks department for about 2 months collect pictures of what goes on at parks. it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. What these guys deal with on a daily basis is just disgusting. So, you know, I think most people...
And a health problem.
Yeah, and just a lot of time cleaning up what somebody thought would be funny to do in a bathroom and or, you know, just in a park. And so I think most of us, because we're normal people, we go to a bathroom, we use the facility, you wash your hands, you leave, you know. But it's that 1%. Like, and we've had questions from people like, why don't you put water faucets at all these things, you know? Well, yeah, 99% of the people would be fine. They'd fill up something and go on their merry ways. But if it's that 1% of people that are going to flood the park and leave the water on all night, and, you know, there's... So we have a different viewpoint that we're happy to give. I think if we kind of combine our wants and not wants and everything, I think we could really come up with cool things for parks like this. And then go to the council with, hey, we need some money if you want these parks to look good. So.
And this is a park that's, I think what's happened over time, even though this is really old, the first, what you first see that with the little domes, that's, they kind of did a refurbish on that to make it look a little bit newer. And then the stuff that's further to the east is the newer stuff, like the swings and the other. And it was just something that someone's like, well, let's just add to it because it's such a big play area. Mm-hmm. But this park is, the accessibility to it is extremely difficult. It's hard to see from the road.
It's not overly used either.
No.
So, I mean, there might be some of these where we get to the point where, like, you say, hey, I think we should just be done with this part, just grass it. Or, you know, I'm being somewhat facetious, but like I think really some of these things you might want to downsize what's there.
Right, because like that one, glad you brought the point up, because that one, as big of an area as that is for chips or synthetic turf, it's humongous, it's huge. And so it's like, going back to what he's saying, we might look at it and be like, gosh, as much as this is used, it's just not worth spending that much money.
Yeah,
we'd rather see that money go to, you know, Hatch Park or another big facility where people, there's just a lot more people that use it. This one is just not that used that much, and so I don't know how it was designed, how it came about. It's almost like a piece of land that they're like, oh well, it was just, I don't know how it came about, because
man owned it, Palmquist. And he, something like either donated or it was available land, and he was a mayor or something.
I do remember something about that.
Yeah.
I just don't know the details.
It shows a good example of kind of maybe what conversations can be had and what maybe direction that could be pushed with this committee to help. I really think it helps us. I think it gives the community a better voice, because I mean, you guys might, I mean, I know you guys are up there more. If you don't think that's even used, maybe this is something you just say, hey, no. Or, heck yeah, we need something bigger there so people will use it. I mean, whatever direction things want to be pushed, I think this gives us a better forum to do those sorts of things. And if we have a plan where you're saying, like, these are the five most important projects to us, again, this is just TJ and I's opinion. We're just looking at the maintenance standpoint, age, what they've got coming down the line with the Foxborough and all the stuff that they've built in the last 10 years, that's what's scary.
Yeah.
And that stuff's going to have to start, they're going to have to be proactive and start replacing stuff earlier, or things are going to be hit all at once.
Yeah, I mean, we've already played, I mean, it seems like we're constantly working on the Fox Hollow one. I mean, that's constantly being broken by, you know, you just, I mean, it's not that old of a park, but we're constantly replacing, you know, sections of slides or...
The Fox Hollow one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is it because it's just used so much?
It's used a lot, and, you know, it's... When it's used as much as it is, things start, you know, failing, and...
Yeah.
Our
kids breaking stuff there, too.
Oh, we've had it. We've had that.
Some abuse.
Yeah, so...
Vandalism.
You know, it's...
Well, it's the one that's right in front of the elementary school.
It's basically the school's...
It's, like, on the school property, so all the elementary schools are coming through on their way out.
It
gets 800 kids walking by it every day. It's well used, but I hate to hear that it's breaking. I do see the construction there a lot, digging up in the irrigation and stuff a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't ever know why. I didn't also think that hard about it. It didn't bother me. So for the board members then, how would you like to get information to be able to take, to make an opinion about these things? Do you, I think we should do a field trip and go out and see the parks, but do we want to take that on as part of our responsibilities as being a part of this board, that we are familiar with every park in the city and we have informed opinions on if this should be grassed over or if we need to update the equipment? What do we want to commit that we're going to do to contribute with this?
I think, go ahead, Chris.
I think we ought to go visit the parks. If we're going to make an informed decision, we ought to see what there is and get a feel for it. The other piece of information that's hard to get is how much is it used. It's only qualitative. Mm-hmm. This is right next to the school. It gets a whole, you know, that's one thing.
So
how much is there here? Really?
Let's jump to the next three.
Okay. Wait, what were you going to say about it?
I was just going to say, I think that I really like this. I think that we are valuable because we don't bring any expertise like you two do, but we bring use, right? Mm-hmm. We're there, we're in the parks. Our neighbors are in the parks. We talk to them. And what I've really liked, and I think where we have are able to provide value, is when you bring us choices and say, this is what would work in this situation, and then we'll know the park, we've visited it, we know what's going on there, and then we can say, actually, we think this mm-hmm. choice is the best choice. That way we take your expertise and make it good for the community.
I agree. See, that's exactly what the same, you said that better than I did. That's really kind of what we're aiming for. Because, I mean, let's go back to our conversation earlier. I mean, I think we tried to make the best decision as far as the softball legacy, which we thought was the best for maintenance, for price, for everything else. Well, I think if the community understands, listen, hey, yeah, that the pour in place that's there is pretty cool, it's pretty nice, but it's a maintenance nightmare and it's very expensive. But this stuff's just as good, it looks good too, and it's a third of the price and less maintenance, I think most of the community is going to be all bored for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, if you're going to say, you know,
I'm on board for that.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
and I talk to other people.
from mine and David's standpoint, even more important than anything else, it becomes a safety issue.
Yeah.
And so if a kid trips on something that, you know, we're constantly maintaining and yet we can't keep up on it and kids are ripping it apart and yet we patch it, we're there on it, we're doing, you know, monthly inspections on it, but it's failing it, you know, weekly. And some kid gets hurt,
and we get those calls.
Oh, it's it, sometimes it's a major.
It's, you know, again, like I'll take, you can point fingers at me if I deserve it. TJ feels the same, but you know, we don't have a spidey sense. It's like, oh, somebody just pulled up some more pour in place splash. Team assemble. You know, it's not like that
exactly.
happens. So
exactly.
You should work on that.
Potholes, everything else. It's low. It's public works. Right. She's like, I'm the one that gets the call.
Yeah. Yeah, so that I just wanted to throw that in. More than anything, it's the safety, too.
I think the people that are concerned about removing the softball who have their kids there
mm-hmm.
also see the safety issue of the holes that are there. Because
yeah.
I know with my kids, when there are holes, and I'm not mad because I know there are holes and I'm annoyed at kids, not at the parks department
right,
for
right.
not having fixed them. But it is it's a safety issue for me as my kids are running around. I hope none of them are going to sprain their ankle when
yep.
they step in
Absolutely.
Those holes. So I think that there is a pretty easy argument to be made to the parents who would say, don't take away the softball, to say, we're going to avoid these potholes in the playground. We're going to,
yeah.
it's going to be cheaper. No, we're not going to have that problem consistently because you can't pull up the turf. So I think that
So it's just, I think that's great because you're being informed and you guys are the kind of front lines of, in the community of
And you know what? Sometimes you think sometimes it's just worth it. If that's what the community wants, then that's, I mean, we're making decisions based on just the prices and what we're trying to make smart decisions for this city based on the paradigm we view it from. It's like, I'm not ragging on it. This is, again, I don't have a problem with it. But, like, $100,000 for shade over splash pads seems crazy to me. If my city did it, I would be upset. But if that's what those people want, hey, we got the prices, we got the stuff. They're installing in April. Good for them. That's not me complaining at all.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If Harriman was like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd be pitchfork. Because that seems ridiculous to me to spend that much for shade. But again, I don't, I mean, we live in a community. That's why it's called that. You know, everybody has what they like. You know, I'd be like, build baseball fields. Other people will come out with pitchforks, mm-hmm. so it doesn't matter. So I like the idea of a group of citizens helping make these decisions. So,
go ahead. I was going to say, the other thing I really like about this is going park by park allows us to sort of have an overarching plan mm-hmm. where we can be thinking ahead and saying, this area of the city would really benefit from whatever, a tennis court, because there's not one over here. Mm-hmm. But that area of the city has three, so we could move forward step by step with a plan, and we could do a little grand reopening and have a little event.
And that's what we talked about. I think I like it this way too, not because it's just pulling off the band-aid real quick and doing everything kind of at once per part, but it also gives you an opportunity to have that, oh, a new park moment mm-hmm. where you can have a grand reopening and make an event out of it and make something new again. Because mm-hmm. the city, from an outsider perspective who's only been here 2 years, for somebody that came from a different city, someone who lives in a different area, like, the city's got a growth issue. I mean, they've got aging infrastructure in this area, and things that worked for a lot of years because the city was small just aren't working, and now you're getting hit. You bought a car 12 years ago. Now it's requiring that maintenance.
And then you had 50,000 kids.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's changed. Everything's completely changed. Now you've got to start, you know, it's not just putting oil in it every 3 months. Yeah. Now you've got stuff to worry about. So I think we'll do a real good job of opening the dialogue and being able to speak to council about this if we, you know, work together on this. So again, let's jump to this real quick.
So are you taking this to current budget
discussions? I'm not taking anything to okay. them until, like, I'm not trying to jump to any conclusions. I mean, I think it would have been nice to maybe have something in this year's budget, but, I mean, we're really getting down to the wire with that now.
Okay.
So the last three that we suggest, and this is why I'm going to talk about it this way, because you guys talked, Lori and Bruce said, you know, it's kind of a usability thing, too. So the last three are the all the parkway sections.
This is on Highway 89, right?
Yeah, Highway 89. There's the three different sections that we call South, Middle, and North Parkway. They're not parks as far as there's not people out there playing catch all the time and stuff like that. But they are a visual part of the city, but there's a huge cost associated with them. So I don't know, really. I mean, you can see, like, I skipped through them kind of quick, so, I mean, just for the irrigation prices, yeah. But again, this is something that needs to be done.
So this was done, I can't even remember how long, it's way before my time. From what I understand, this was actually the state's, and the state basically said, here you go. And so the city, you know, helped beautify it, and I think it was actually state money who funded it the first time. But I think it's basically ours now.
So there's a paved trail that's about 1,200 feet that runs through it.
Yeah. So
and
that's,
does it dead end on each side, or just,
yeah,
move
just
into the sidewalk?
Just kind of winds through it, and it's in bad shape. You got trees that have wrecked it. It's just, it needs a lot of love. And so we were talking, you know, because again, this is a sticker shock for most people. Most people don't realize that how much just a trail costs. It's just an asphalt simple trail.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling anybody dumb, because I'm the same way. I'm like, they cost what? You know. So, again, just those parts. I mean, again, they're not really highly used parks. But, I mean,
they're highly used for
traffic.
Exactly.
Traffic.
A lot of people use them every day as, like, their
running path.
Daily walking, jogging, whatever. I mean, and you got school kids that use it every day from the high school.
Just to walk home.
Walk home. So, whether it be, you know, they'll use the sidewalk, they'll use the paved trail, but there's people that use it every day. I mean, the reason why, you know, if a fallen limb is over the weekend, I'm getting a phone call. I mean, it's these people are regulars on this thing.
Do they use
thing.
The grass space?
No, and I.
What if it was xeriscaped, so that it doesn't need irrigation?
So
what's the cost of
that's pretty high maintenance.
It's actually
higher
maintenance than grass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it is the
people don't think
worst.
It saves water, and it's great from that regard, But as far as the maintenance on it, it's, I would say.
We did one of my previous.
I didn't know that.
It's a nightmare. Just an absolute nightmare.
Mowing.
So grass is the cheapest grass ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like grass. I like green space. So,
well, and this one, just because it's established, it's, you know, the irrigation system isn't efficient just because it's been so long. You know, it's just outdated. The trees give a natural cover, and so you're not using as much water on something that's like brand new. So, yeah, it's a great area. It's awesome. So
anyway. Some things you can do to maybe make it more user-friendly, like these are quick fix stations that have tools for bikes and stuff. Cool. You guys have probably seen, like they do the workout equipment, like in different spots where you can go do pull-ups.
Those are pretty cool. Yeah.
Like the workout trails where you stop along the way and it has a sign.
So it's almost like a course type thing, right?
So like we this is just us throwing some pictures out there. Like
those are really fun.
You can do like mileage and do different things on there. You could do, I mean, we could try to reinvent things like that when it comes to it. But, I mean, again, though, even just nice benches are expensive more than I would guess.
How much do those cost?
Oh geez, we priced them for Legacy.
Some of those are $800 to $1,200.
Yeah. Wow,
for a bench.
Yeah,
I thought they were.
They have to be able to hold up.
Yeah,
I mean, it just depends on what size you get too.
It's
not a mass market either. It's a specialty market.
Yeah.
Right.
So again, this is just the five areas, kind of three, because the other one's just one big thing. Those are the oldest areas, the areas that are the biggest issues for us.
So you're not asking for any of this money from the city for this year. So this would all be participating in next year's budget discussion, right? Or is this to come up during the year and you go make a specific request to the council?
I could make a request right now, but I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that without. I think it'd be better to go through the processes. And that's kind of why I wish Ryan was here to maybe give his two cents on where he thought it was worth trying to push something. Because again, I mean, really, we're right in the middle of budget stuff. And for you guys to even get your, I mean, this is just us throwing just what to replace what's there down. So I think to actually get you guys' opinions and two cents, and is it worth spending $250,000 to fix this part and be able to go to the council and say that, I'd want that backing instead of me just going and saying it.
It seems like a year might not be a bad amount of time because we could kind of plan it out and put together some fun ideas like the workout trail. And
well, right now we're without all those additions just to maintain them to an acceptable level. We're looking at $1.4 million. More than that, and so adding other things, we're looking at $2 to $2.5 million to do that kind of stuff. I don't have a feel for the city budget. $2.5 million is a lot of money.
I think that like these five items, honestly, they probably spread out over 10 years or more.
Okay.
Yeah. Just guessing. Depends on the year. Depends on things. Hatch Park's going to happen within. I would assume probably next 4 years, but who knows. So, but I think it would be nice to have the stuff lined up. I mean, we could go as far as getting designs done, real hard costs, harder. I think these are pretty accurate, but. So it'd be nice to have, it'd be nice, I would love to say, just be able to put Mathis on there and just do it this year. But.
Okay. So give us an action item. What is the next thing you'd want us to do?
Look over these things. Think about maybe what you guys would like to see. Maybe we open up a conversation next time.
Yes. You're going to have an agenda item every meeting.
Well, I just think it'd be worth starting the conversation because it means more, I think, coming from citizens than it does from me. So I think if the council, if we had recommendations from citizens, I mean, You guys, there's a list of all the parks on here in that packet I gave you. So, I mean, most of the stuff's new.
So we are interested in a parks tour. Is that something that we want to do on our own, or do we want to arrange for, like, somebody in the parks department to take us around and point out, like, sit with a, I don't know, North Parkway and say, this is what we're talking about, this is where it's dying, this is why the irrigation's not working, this equipment's not going well. What do you guys think?
I think we could all show up at an appointed time at a single park at a time and go and, you know, kick the sod around and look at it, and here's the problems, and this is what we, seeing that would be useful to me. I don't know about any other people
that
may say, nah, you guys take care of it. We believe it.
I kind of like the idea of going once we have a bit of a plan. So we've got three or four ideas. We go to Mathis Park. We're like, oh, that's how we would shrink the playground, or that's where we would put this. And we could have a pretty good idea then coming back, and then we could just vote on it.
Okay. What would a time frame be for that, do you think? I don't know. It sounds like if you're not requesting this money this year, we're not pressed for time. Or are we? What would you like from us?
It would have been nice if we could have asked for something this year, because the budget's pretty decent. I think we might have a chance, but I don't know that we could get something on the table quick enough without just me just throwing something out there, which I could still do. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I could talk to Ken as well. Ryan might have a strong opinion. I mean, he has a pretty good feel for what the council would, because council might be like, we don't care about this stuff. Let's build a new park. I'm not saying that degrading them. I'm just that, I mean, they're the ones that get to vote. They're the ones that get to dictate.
Yeah.
It's their decision, not mine. I can suggest, we can give suggestions till we're blue in the face, and even this committee can give suggestions till.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to spend
the
money, it's their choice to spend or not spend, so.
So what is it that you want us to work? I mean, so you said look over the asset replacement plan.
I'd say,
yeah, kind of
look it over, see if you think maybe, hey, there's a park that's more important than these. If you guys want,
prioritize.
Well, and I think maybe, in a, you know, like Dave said, it, to me and him, that's kind of like just like, there's those, but you guys might go out there and be like, well, we think Palmquist probably needs it the most. I mean, just, it's, they're about the same year, you know, who, I don't know, but you guys might have a different opinion about that. We're just kind of giving you, you know, the age of these parks, and these are the areas what we feel needs to, where it needs to start, just because of the age of the playgrounds and the landscaping and things like that.
Everybody has their biases.
Yeah.
Ours are towards, I mean, we love beautiful parks. We're actually pretty proactive as far as we want our parks to look awesome. We want amenities. We want things too, but we don't want high maintenance stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So you want us to look around at the parks in the city and determine where we think higher priorities
are? Well, like I'm saying, I think these, what we've listed, I think are probably the ones that, you know, I would say
to
start, right? And but you might go to Mathis, and then you might go to Palmquist and be like, out of those two, I feel like Palmquist is more important to, you know, reconstruct and do something than I do Mathis. So either one of those is you know, it's maybe something you guys look at and determine.
Do you want us to try and move quickly so that you have something, or do you want to not do that this year with regards to us? Look, I'm sorry if I'm pushing too hard. I feel like
we
are allies and want to support the Parks Department, and so how can we best do that?
No, I know, and it's not any hesitation in your sense for me. It's just based on, I don't know the climate politically. I don't know. Ken loves this idea. I mean, he sat in the meeting with us last time and was like, yeah, no, I think this is the way you should do it. We've already done all this. This was a ton of research. TJ just killed it with this stuff. Tons of information. Now we're just trying to kind of filter that information and prioritize what we should change. And that's what we're doing. I think, honestly, just being truthful, I think if you guys were to go survey and checklist every park, you'd probably come up with these five same areas are probably the most important as far as maintenance and what we need to take care of. You know, well, you know, I don't know, unless your kids use a certain park and you're like, I want to.
Yeah.
So, but so, that's part of the puzzle too.
So, Elisa, since you're our leader, you could call for, it sounds to me like you could call for a visit for us to go visit Mathis Park in April or, you know, whatever.
As a group.
Yeah, as a group.
That's kind of what I want to do.
Well, so we're not meeting for
April
going to
be?
April's too late.
Yeah, our next meeting's not until March 27th.
And frankly, that's probably too late.
Because the budget's the beginning of April, right?
And we don't have to ask for anything this year. I mean, I'm not saying we have to do that. But, I mean, if you guys went and looked at the parks.
Ask. You should ask every year.
It's better sooner.
Two no's in a row means you're more likely to get a yes later.
And you know what? If it was one of those things where, like, you guys wanted to go look at it and me explain, it's a little bit more difficult now that there's snow. But I'm happy to go out anytime. You know, I can make arrangements for that, and we can go and, you know, check them out and show you what we have. I can do that too.
If you were to ask for something this year, when does that need to be asked? What are
two,
we?
2 weeks ago, really. But
is it too late then?
No.
So
no.
If we did,
I mean,
like in the next 2 weeks.
But it would have to be pretty quick, and I could ask Ken exactly, like, hey. It's too late because I present parks to council first week of April, but all the work's got to be done, money's got to be in the budget, everything's got to be wrapped up before that. So,
when you say money's in the budget, you mean the request is in
the
budget request that you're doing?
Everything
okay.
Balanced, everything's fit, this is going here, we've got enough for this, we don't have enough for this.
So, what
I mean,
you would do is take whatever we say, like, hey, yeah, put this one in, and you would round it into the budget request you're asking for.
So, I mean, it might not even get past that stage where they might be like, nope, no chance you're getting $250,000.
So they'll go through your budget and line item things that they
they'll
don't
cut this, cut support. This. So
maybe our first stop is contacting Brian, just sort of testing the waters. Is this something that the council would be interested in this year? And if so, we head over to the park, take a look, see what the suggestions are. And
that's why I'll kick
that rush
one more time. I was hoping you'd hear it because he's really going to be that voice to say,
I'll
make that chance.
We're late. He probably would have been on a voice call with us, but it's too late.
Maybe if you even have a chance, just go talk to him about
it. Yeah, I can talk to him.
I was hoping he'd be here for just that reason, just because I think he'd have. He studies, he's a financial guy anyway. He studies that stuff. And I mean, he obviously knows that we're trying to do this. It's not like there's anything undercover here, because it makes sense to him.
He's
as
aware.
Well. Okay, sorry.
Because of all the parks you showed us, it looks like Mathis would be the easiest. It would just be
Mathis,
sort of a revamp.
Mathis would probably be the easiest. Palmquist, I think we really should relook at the way it's set up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so because we're only meeting once a month, I think it will require that we do some more in between meetings, organization, and assignments. That might include in the next 2 weeks visiting one or two of these parks. Does that sound okay?
Sure.
So I will talk to Ryan and get a sense of if he thinks that's worth it, and then I will get back with the group by email to see if that, if we will pursue that. You also might want to just call him and all the same kind of questions you were saying. It would have been nice to hear from Ryan. I'm sure he would be happy to talk to you about it. He's at home now, not working at all. Taking care of that new baby.
TJ and David, can one of you be there when we're there? So you can point out that, here, look, this is where the irrigation system is bad.
I think, though.
Is that worthwhile?
No, absolutely it's worthwhile, but I think just for the sake of time, I think if you guys are really interested in something like that, I'd rather probably just try to find a date where we can do it together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we're not just
that's what I would say. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying, too.
Yes.
No,
so, but it would be
we,
in like the next 10 or 14 days. We'd want to do that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could do it in a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think really, like, if we're trying to rush something through, I'd say just look at Mathis and Palmquist.
Okay.
Because those both have a budget that's not over the top.
Yeah.
Those both are something that we could put together pretty quick. We could get a design for pretty quick, have them done pretty quick if the council really wanted to go that route.
Start with those two then.
Okay,
sounds like a plan.
All right, so we reviewed. Well, it was not really 2018 parkland, but we reviewed the version you brought to share.
This is just the brochure we asked about. We're going to change it, though. So I wish you hadn't seen it. So that's it.
Are you still doing it? It has not been scrapped.
No, I'm just.
Great.
It's no. We're going to do it. It's just a matter of me not procrastinating. It's what is the easiest thing for me to keep pushing back. So
yeah. Okay, I had a question I wanted to ask about the stone marker, rock sign, for the park on Winchester that will be Laurel Park. You had said that the family could come and pick out the color of the stone. So how do they do that? Do they set up an appointment with you or with you?
Yeah, probably with TJ.
Okay, so can I just call you and have them come in sometime? Okay.
I could just probably meet them over there. I mean, this stone place.
And we're ready to move forward with that.
Anytime.
Now, that's
did
okay.
Did you talk to them about a grand opening?
Mm-hmm.
They're
really excited. So did they what? Sorry.
Well, I mean, we talked a little bit last time. Like, her birthday was in June, right? Is
mm-hmm.
that off the table or is
no? That could be. When I talked to them, I was saying we were thinking about probably late spring is when it could be done. That would be the quickest.
Just being honest, the parks look better in June anyway, probably.
So you would recommend June? I'll ask them and see if that.
Well, I mean,
they like
we can
better.
Do what they want. I think it, just to make it a cool event, but we want the park looking good too.
Sure.
And the weather
the weather's better.
Yeah, the weather
yeah.
would be good.
Okay.
So unless they're in a rush, I would.
You
I,
would recommend
I,
wait
I
till
would,
June unless
I thought,
they feel more
well,
eager.
I think with her birthday in June, I think that would. My opinion is that would be really cool on her birthday, but. You want to respect their wishes. They're the ones dealing with it, not us. We just think it's cool.
Okay.
Definitely a very cool event. So.
So where is the stone place? Is it local?
Yeah, it's the.
Is it the sign place right on the
yeah.
way?
Yeah, you
oh,
can see
I
up the
freeway. Right is. Yeah. Okay.
And so.
Okay.
We
I'll
can
connect with you then, and
yeah,
I'll probably come with them as
that's
well.
That's fine.
And then
we can meet over there. They can pick out the stone. And then we'll basically just take it over to Bountiful Monument. And they decide what they want it to be and what you know what's on it. And then just the placement of it. Well, you know, where they would like it.
Okay.
We'll try to put it in between sprinkler heads so we don't get too many burn spots. But, yeah, we'll do what we can to put it where they want.
The Bountiful Monument does the plaque?
They do the plaque or the engraving.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, they do the engraving?
Yeah, so, I mean, like,
the
yeah, so, you like, have you seen Fox Hollow?
Yeah.
That stone.
It's beautiful. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like Deer Hollow,
mm-hmm.
that one. So it can do that, or you can, you know.
Can they make the letters smaller?
They can do anything you want.
Okay. Great. All right. Chair notes is just open notes. Anything else that has not been covered? Is that possible? Hey, let us adjourn. Thank you.